Hey there, hopefuls! It's Melissa. Thank you for tuning in to the Hopeful Simplicity Podcast. Throughout these episodes, we're going to talk about common organizing questions and situations. I cannot wait to help you simplify, sort, and sustain your organized and less stressed life. So let's jump right in. Today's 15-minute find is taking us into the kitchen. An apple a day keeps the doctor away? Is that right? What if you give an apple to a teacher? Does that mean you want to keep the teacher away? You know, I never thought about that until I was thinking about today's 15-minute find, which is setting up a produce section. Mine needs to be visual, because if I don't see the apples hanging on the wall before I see the chips sitting in the cupboard, I'm just not going to eat them, right? So I want you to set up an obvious space for your fresh produce. Whether it's veggies or fruit, something you're going to grab as a healthy choice option. Maybe, or at least maybe that's just me talking to myself. Whatever your good intention at the store, I'm going to buy this bag of oranges because I'm going to have an orange every day this week. Go ahead and set up a spot. Sort them all together. This is your fresh produce, your grab and go options of that's the snack I'm going to grab this week. Put like with like. Like with like being those fresh produce items in a space, sort them all together, and go ahead and set that space up for your success this week. Now set those timers and tune in as we talk about today's organizing topic.
Today's topic is brought to you by the Small Space Successes book series. From determining your personal organizing style to implementing the 3S method, the Small Space Successes series has you covered. Order your copies on Amazon and get your hopeful organizing journey started today.
Are you a micro organizer? I'm going to go yes, I am in 90% of the spaces, maybe a little more. And I know this because I don't want to look for stuff. When I say it like that, I'm like, because I'm lazy and I don't want to deal with things, right? But that's more, it's more of when I'm looking for things, and I have to dig through a box. I know what's in the box, right? It's organized at least in that Dropbox. But if I have to look for it inside the box with like an actual effort that might take 2 seconds, then I'm frustrated. Then by the time I have it and found it and need to use it, now I'm pissed off at it. And I've learned this majorly with papers, files, bills, paperwork, whatever that might be, is those are normally... I already need it. I needed it before I picked up the phone. I needed it before I started the conversation. And now I have to go, oh, okay, hang on. Let me go dig for that. And then I'm annoyed when I find it. And then I have to go back to the conversation and pretend like I'm an adult that's functioning in the world with my brain intact. For some reason, that really doesn't work for me, especially when it comes to paperwork and bills. So I've realized I'm a very micro organizer because I want to find things in one step. I want a one-step process retrieval. I don't want to look for things. I don't want to dig for things. Now, when it comes to some spaces, I don't care. Like, I don't care what shirt I grab to sleep in, but I don't want to have to look for the bills. Or... for those of you that have been around for a while, you know that I keep my crazy in my sock drawer. And that actually came from another conversation. Shout out to Mel, Indiana owned. Woo-woo. Is we were having a conversation about organizing styles, and it came up of, no. When I'm getting dressed in the morning, I want to easily find in one step my stuff. Right down to my socks that I know I want them to match my shirt. The rest, I don't care. But if I have a certain outfit in mind, right, you've gotten ready in the morning and you go to your closet, I don't want to dig for things. I don't want to look for things. I want it to be a one-step process to retrieve the clothes that I'm wanting to wear, including my socks. So my socks are very micro-sorted. They're folded. They're sorted by size. And yeah, they may or may not be sorted by color. And that's where the I keep my crazy in the sock drawer came from, is it's my single-serve space. So I get to set it up for my success, and it can be as micro detailed as I want it to be. And that, it brings me joy. It's kind of crazy. Like, I know a lot of us share spaces, right? We share the kitchen, we share the living room, we share the entryway, we share the bathroom and the spaces and all the things that we all live in. So we have to set up compromises for everybody to successfully organize and stay hopeful together. But in my closet, with my clothes and my socks, whoo, I get complete control and nobody gets an opinion or a vote or an input. I get to do it my way, which is obviously the right way because it's my way, right? Whoo, yes, please, Socrates. And that makes my little micro-organizing heart so happy. It's the same with the paperwork. I hate paperwork. I process files all the time. I don't want to deal with anymore. But I know when I'm on my game and everything's where it's supposed to be, and I need that one receipt to prove that we bought that one thing. Hey, Mom, my yearbook. They said I didn't buy a yearbook. We did. Here's the receipt. I go right to the box. I go right to the file folder inside the box, and I can grab it. Bam! Just like that. I snapped. You probably heard that. Sorry. Then I realize I'm talking to not a video. But it's micro setup, so it's an easy retrieval because I don't want to look for it. I don't want to get that question from Mom. We didn't do this. We did. Let me go get it and not have the back and forth of we didn't. And then I have to dig through this. And then I have to call them. And then I have to look for that. And then we have to argue about it. And then you get the attitude. And then I'm like questioning myself. None of that. Because the one-step retrieval, a micro-organized system, set me up to get it quick, to go exactly where it goes, grab it, and be done. I didn't have to dig through the box. I don't have to look through various stacks or papers or piles or areas. Go right to the micro-setup system where I can retrieve things in one step. So look around your house. I'm curious. Like, I'm super curious who's out there like me that needs a I don't want to look for it thing. The same goes for this business. For I need my thing set up very micro when it's put away at night. Because the next day I want to grab and be done. I want to grab the things I know that I need to be productive without frustration in one step. So then I can just go, right? I can grab and go and get to work. I know when I close up here or get done recording, I know right where the mouse and microphone go. I know right where my pen and notebook go. And I know right where my computer's going to live for the evening. But everything has to be put back, so it's very micro-sorted for the next morning's retrieval. I know that kind of sounds crazy. Like when I say it out loud, I'm like, oh my gosh, my control is strong. But it's not really, right? Like, it's not really the control issues. It's the everything has to have a home. And for my personal organizing style and success, I know in my office, I'm the only one that uses it for the most part. So things are set up for my success. And my success includes a one-step retrieval of everything that I need at the moment. If I need to replace my favorite pen, I know right where the back stock is for my favorite pen. Right? If I need a new notebook, I know right where that is, and it's a one-step retrieval. It goes right down to the printer paper. When I have to print those things for court or for filing or for school or whatever it is, for that yearbook receipt, I know right where to go to get the printer paper. It's one step to get it because I don't want to dig for it. So let me know where you're a micro-organizer. What is one place or where is one small space that you want a one-step retrieval system?
Today's episode was sponsored by the Organizing Style Quiz. Personal organizing styles can vary from person to person and space to space. Determining your style for success is the first step towards simplifying, sorting, and sustaining an organized life. Grab your complimentary quiz online today.
And that's it for today. Be sure to subscribe, like, and share this with all of your favorite friends. And until next time, stay hopeful.